The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so back to the Rambam and Tzedakah. Yesterday we did the formulations in the Sefer Mitzvos and in the Minyan Mitzvos, which we'll quickly review. Sefer Mitzvos, he says, it is Hatzivu Shneis Tzivino al HaTzedakah, Ula Amit Es Hadalim Ula Harchiv Lahem, and I'm going to quote what you just told me. Okay, let's see whether we've been commanded regarding Tzedakah. And to strengthen the poor and to expand for them. And so Chaim pointed out that the pasuk I was struggling to remember, I did remember, but I only remember the first half, which is min ha-metzar karasika, from the, sorry, I didn't remember. I said another pasuk. I said, oh, did I? Okay, whatever. The min ha-metzar from the narrow straits I called you. Anani, I called God. Anani, he answered me, b'merchav ka. With the expansiveness of God, right? With great expansiveness, right? So that's what the sense of expansiveness, meaning like the opposite of being in dire straits, being in like whatever the opposite of dire is. Okay. Yeah. So that is his statement there. And he quoted several psukim. Okay. And then he threw in the thing at the end about the ani. Okay, which I also got insight into, but I don't think we're going to get that today. Oh, sorry. He says the Indian of the psukim Mahamantara, achas b'chol psukim halalu v'hi shenechalkel ani shabanu v'nismachnu de machzoro. So the idea of all the psukim is that we sustain the ani who is in our midst, and we support him with everything he needs. So that's the essence of the formulation for the essay, and the los essay in Reish Lamed Beis is we are prohibited to refrain from giving tzedakah and assistance to aniyim of our brethren once we know the direness of their situation and we have the ability to sustain them. Okay. Then we went to the Minyan Mitzvos, and in the Minyan Mitzvos, he says, for the asay, litain tzedakah, shnemar pesach tiftach az yadacha. And in the Los Asay, he says, Shaloli himanea milahachayos la'ani, that we not refrain from sustaining the ani, umilitein lo mashu tsarich, and from not refrain from giving him what he needs. Shnemar los amitis lavabcha. And then he throws in, Nimsa hanosin tzedaka ose mitos asay. Turns out one who gives tzedaka does mitos asay. Vahamalim enav bina tzedaka, and one who hides his eyes from tzedaka. Yasser al shabitam asay, avar alos asay. In addition to being negating an asay, he transgresses alos asay. Okay, so our question on that, I just want to take that up because I came up with an answer, which I also came up with a refutation for my answer. But I think I want to say it because I think the methodology is good, and also we might be able to salvage it. Okay, I came up with this like half an hour ago. So the question was, there are many mitzvos where you have basically an asay, and then the other side of the coin is los asay, where if you fulfill the asay, you're good. And if you violate the los asay, you're being over lav and mevatel on asay. So shvisa on Shabbos, shvisa on Yom Tov, fasting on Yom Kippur. Those are three examples. Okay. So the question is, why does the Rambam only emphasize that fact here and nowhere else? Okay. So I'll give you a clue. Okay. I'll give you two clues. One clue is Rav Makbili, the Yad Pshuta, that principle that he says that what is the order of the Minyan Mitzvos based on? Yeah, this is our big chiddush of the first month of Yeshiva, not our chiddush, the chiddush we heard.
I thought the chiddush was that the formulation is based on the.
The formulation also, yeah, formulation also, yeah. I guess that's true, but. That works even better. The formulation is based on Torah Shmitzav, right? Okay. The other hint is another question we had yesterday, which is the order of the mitzvos. And we noted that there is, mitzvos of war, and then Lahashiv Es HaGazel, and then the tzedakah mitzvos. So I think I was inspired with this idea from Lahashiv Es HaGazel. Okay. So think about what category is the mitzvah of Lahashiv Es HaGazel? What do we call that kind of mitzvah? That's the broad category, But this is also a subcategory of mitzvot aseh.
Well,
no. Okay, right. So let's just look. Oh, is that what you said?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So let's look at Wikipedia for the definition, just to remind ourselves. Lav hanitak laseh hu sug shel lav b'torah o ach b'shona milav ragiel. So lav hanitak laseh is a category of lav in the Torah. Oh, sorry. I just said lav. Sorry.
Well,
and I said that's what I meant. Yeah. Well, yeah. What I meant to say is that. Yeah. Sorry, I asked the question wrong. So if you didn't get it and you're upset, then you can feel vindicated. Okay. But this is a different kind of love, which is loves and nitan l'tikun al yedei kiyum mitzvos aseh shemitakenes es havera. This type of love is subject to a correction through the fulfillment of an aseh that fixes the avera. Okay. So famous examples. Gezel, okay. Adam ha-gozel mechavero over alav shal lo sigzol, a person who robs his friend and is in violation of law of lo sigzol, lo sashashog esriach of lo sigzol, mischayev b'mitzvah saseh lahashiv es gezel ha-shagazel. He becomes chayev in an aseh to return the stolen object, okay? And then there's no sar and ha-anaka, okay, fine. So why would we think this about tzedakah? Because this is my theory, okay? I didn't read this anywhere. This is my theory. Take it or leave it. Because the pasuk says, "Ki yihye b'cha evyon me'achacha me'achar achacha be'achad she'aracha be'artzcha asher Hashem l'chacha nosen lach lo sa'amit es levavcha v'lo sikput es yadcha me'achicha evyon ki fasoach tiftach es yadcha lo v'have et tavitenu de'machzor asher yachzor lach." So what might you think about the say? You might think that this lav is lav shenita klaseh, and this aseh is only something that you're chayav in if you fail to give tzedakah, because that's how the Torah Shmiksav presents it. Okay, kamash malan. That's why the Rambam has to tell us that this is an independent aseh. Oops, this is an independent aseh that. He says it here. It's an independent aseh that if you give tzedakah, you fulfill the aseh, even if you never violated the law. And if you hide your eyes, then you are mevatel aseh and violate the law. The havamina is that this aseh is only in response to violating the law, just like lahashi b'es hagazel is only an aseh in if you violated the law.
Right, and the first one in the Torah is violating it, you know?
The first one in the Torah is violating it, correct. And I'm saying that's where the Havamina comes from.
Yeah,
the Havamina is if you read the Pesukim he quotes, Los Amitis Lavavchav Los Sikpot Es Yadcha Me'achicha Avyon, don't strengthen your heart and clench your fist from giving to your brother. Ki Fasoach Tiftach Es Yadcha Lo, rather you should open your hand to him. So you might think that I'm only chayv in this aseh if I violated the Lav. And it's a havamina from Torah Shmiksav,
which is
yeah, right. And the I'll call you a second, Isaiah. The only I don't have a problem with this or absolute refutation. My only question, which I'd have to look through, is do we find other cases where the Torah Shmiksav presents it in this order? In which case, if we do find such cases, then that invalidates my answer for the Rambam, because then he should mention it there also. Okay, hold on just a second. Yeah, Isaiah.
Yeah, so if he comes back later and gives tzedakah to the guy that he scorned before, is it not tikkun to the original iser that he did?
I don't think so. I don't think this even has that relationship. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he fulfills the naseh, but I think he still has to like do tshuva, you know. Yeah. I mean, you probably still have to do tshuva on gzela also, but yeah.
Also, like the tshuva on this could be like that action, you know.
I mean, it's definitely part. This action is definitely part of it, right? Yeah.
Like you're putting the same situation. In,
so right. Right.
Like
yeah. Months, that could definitely be. Yeah. Yeah. What are a separate question?
Okay. So, I'm not familiar with another, but I know that I don't offer. But something like, specifically, like Gezel and Nozar, that you have from the same.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't hear anything. I don't think that's like a perfect trap or something. But then, if you eat it, then you're passing it.
Well, here's the thing: we have a little bit of leeway. Okay, why? Because we're not. Okay, well, maybe we have leeway. Okay, because this is not a like I think that if we were dealing with like a limud in the Gemara, then I think the way that you're being medakdek would be warranted, and then my move wouldn't be good. But if we're just dealing with how the Rambam chose to formulate this, it's like, to me, in my mind, that's a lower grade havamina, you know, like, you know, just something that like the Rambam is formulated this way to underscore this idea, not that like you need a separate like limud in order to get this. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know if that's a legitimate move though. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now I think there is a problem though, because the next psukim are the same thing. Hishamer, nope. Devarim, yeah, nope. V'chisishal, ki imach lecha achicha hebri o hebriya v'avarcha sheishanim v'vashan hashvis teshachan hachavshim imach. Okay, so this is freeing your Eved Ivri. V'chisishachan hachavshim imach lo seshachan reikam. Don't send him out empty-handed. Hanik tanik lo mitoncha migarnacha migvecha. You should equip him or furnish him with all of the these good things, right? So that you have a lo sase, lo seshachan reikam, and an ase, right, which is to furnish him. And in the list of the mitzvos, you see, here's the essay, is l'hanik l'eved ivri, and then shalol l'shaleach eved ivri reikam k'shiyata chofshi, and he doesn't say this thing about nimsa hanosin, you know, yeah.
However, it would be nimsa.
It would be nimsa, yeah, yeah. So that's why I think that my answer is not correct, but I think it was methodologically a good move to look at the psukim to try to see why the Rambam formulated this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, now let's play a game. Okay. The game. Before we play the game, I'll throw the question out. Where in the Mishnah Torah does the Rambam put the halachos of tzedakah? First of all, which sefer?
I know.
Okay, so I want people to guess. If you know, then don't answer. But if you had to guess,
not.
Okay, why Ava?
Well, because it's something that can like kind of every day in a sense, and like. Yeah, that's kind of
okay. So if you were correct, then you'd be correct. So Mitzvah Tzedakah is actually, you know what, how often the Mitzvah Tzedakah is if you had a shear?
Whenever you're asked.
Okay. So that's okay. Let me make the question conveniently avoid that. Really, the Mitzvah Tzedakah is whenever you're asked. Okay. But if you were to put it on a timetable, how often would it be? Once a year.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a yearly mitzvah, right? Yeah. So if anything, it'd be in Zmanim, just like what mitzvah is similar to this is in Zmanim?
All the holiday mitzvahs?
No, similar to this to tzedakah, loosely speaking. Yeah, is shkolin, right? Hillel shkolin, right? That's a once-a-year thing. Now, obviously, that's not the same thing as tzedakah, because shkolin, you don't give shkolin out whenever someone asks you, right? Like tzedakah is, okay? But I like your thinking, yeah?
Nizikin, because it involves money.
Okay, I think that's a good candidate. You could put it in Nizikin because it does involve money, right? Monetary stuff. Where else?
Point blanking on all of the.
Yeah, that's why I want. Let me show you the books. That's all the sections, but the books.
I'm blanking out. Every time I get asked a question, I think of like. I have like Mamrim, and I have like Mana, and I have like Ava.
Well, two of those are books. Mamrim is not a book. Yeah. Yeah. Hamada. Let's just go. Okay. Look, this is Rambam Bakius.
Yeah.
We're going to do this until we get it straight. Okay. Which is the Chalukas Asfarim. Okay. Let's just go over them really quickly. Okay. I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to say them. Okay.
Yeah.
Sefer Hamada is the mitzvos that are Ikar Das Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, Ava is the mitzvos that are tediros, that are constant, that are there to love God and remember Him constantly. Shlishis Zmanim is the mitzvos at specific times. Nashim is mitzvos that involve beila. Okay, so women involving women. Okay, not to exclude East Arabia. Okay. Fifth one is the mitzvos of Kedusha, which is in Isuri Bia and Machalos Asuros. Shechit just thrown in there. Sixth one is Hafla, which is about things that you obligate upon yourself with words. Okay, Shavua and Neder, etc. Seven is mitzvos of the planting of the earth, right? Zera, that's Zerayim, Shemitah Yovel, etc. Eight is Avoda, which is Binyan HaMikdash and communal korbanos. 9 is sefer korbanos, which is individual korbanos. 10 is tuma and tahara, that's sefer tahara. 11 is mitzvos that are bein adam l'chavero that involve hezek in mamon and guf, that's nezikin. Which, by the way, is why Yosef's answer wouldn't work because I think it's still good. It's a good havmina, but it involves hezek. Okay. 12th book is Kinyan, which is mitzvos involving or mechanisms involving selling and acquiring. 13th is Mishpatim, which is Bein Adam L'Chaviro that don't involve Hezek. Okay, so that's another candidate. And then Shoftim is mitzvos that are given over to Sanhedrin. And the king and wars and society.
Happens to be, I realize as we're going through it, that I think you may have told me before.
Yeah.
That like, I don't know which way.
I was going to tell you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know which way it works either. Like, if you don't know where it is, it's maybe a shoftim, or like if you
shoftim. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if you don't know what's in shoftim, it might be in something like that.
It's if you don't know whether a particular thing is in mishpatim or shoftim, then it's in shoftim. Okay, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So I also realized that, like, based on what we said yesterday, especially like there's a societal thing that it probably be in shoftim.
So to me, I think that's the best candidate. Okay, like that's where I would have put it if I didn't know the answer. Yeah, it's in Zrayim. Okay, so the place where it is, and we'll end off with this for today, is it's in Zrayim, which is about agriculture. What was that? Exactly. So here are the sections in Zrayim, and we'll see exactly where it is. Okay, Zrayim starts off with Kilayim, which is prohibited mixtures, including what do you call it? You call it interbreeding when it's animals, and you call it blank when it's
grafting.
Yeah, grafting is one form of it. Isn't there a term for
biodiversity?
not biodiversity. No. That's a great word though. No, mixing species, but in plants.
Cross pollination.
I was thinking that also.
One type of, right? I think it's one.
There's one term that includes all of these. I don't know. Maybe you do say crossbreeding for plants.
No, I think there's a word.
Okay, whatever it is. Then matnos anim, okay, which we'll get to back in a second. Then truma meiser sheni veneta ravai bikurim im shar matnos kunusha begbulin, and then shmita v'yovel. So our mitzvos are going to be tzedakah is going to be in chapters 7, 8, 9, and 10 of matnos anim. Okay, and the question is and this is why it's a game. Okay, which is that. Depending, you know, your classification of these mitzvos is going to reflect your understanding of how they fit into the Torah system, right? So I think Chaim's Havamina is good, that given the fact that it's presented in the context of setting up a state, you would put it in Shoftim under Malachim u'Melachamos or the Sanhedrin, you know, or maybe in Hilchos Deos, because it also has to do with generosity we saw,
yeah.
Right? Of not having stinginess. But the Rambam puts it in Zrayim, and the question is, what insight do we get into tzedakah by framing it as a mitzvah of Zrayim? And bonus points if we could get why it is between Kilayim and all of the prohibited species and Shmita V'Yovel. And bonus points if we can get why it is in the end of Matanos Aniyim. And let's just quickly look at what else is in Matanos Aniyim. Where did I put it? I put it over here.
It's also weird that it's not after Master Shani.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah.
So here are the mitzvos in Matanos Aniyim. Yesh b'lechan shlosh esrei mitzvos, shevem mitzvos aseh v'sheish mitzvos lo aseh, v'zeh pratan, l'haneach peah, okay, leaving a corner of your field, tu shalolah yichaleh peah. Oh, that's another example, right? Not to, get rid of the peah. 3, l'haneach leket. To leave leket, 4, yelakin a leket. I feel a tongue twister coming on. 5, shlazov olilos bakarim, to leave olilos here does not mean little children, it means little grapes. Okay. I think olel is also a synonym for little kid. 6 is shlo, because little kids are like baby grapes. I don't know. 6, shlo yolel hakarim, not to pick the baby grapes from the karim. 7, lazov parrot hakarim. To abandon the parrot, which is the little something else's in the carom, I think. And then 8, shlol ilakit parrot hakarim. Twigs, I think, like the branches, I don't know. 9 is lahaniach shechacha, to leave shechacha, which is the forgotten sheaves. 10 is shlol lashuv lakachas shechacha, not to go back and collect the shechacha. 11, lahafrish meiser laniim. Okay, maybe this answers Isaac's question. To leave meiser for aniim, sorry, to separate meiser for aniim. 12 litain tzedakah kamisas yad, to give tzedakah according to your capacity. Okay, so that's a slightly different variation formulation than in the minyan mitzvahs, because he says kamisas yad, and then 13 shlo yamitz levavol el ha'ani, not to harden your heart against the ani, which, by the way, we said here, interesting, is lamed beis is shlohi himanam milahachayos la'ani umilitin lomashu tzarach. So in the minyan mitzvos, he puts it in terms of action, results and actions, not to refrain from sustaining him or giving him. Here he puts it in terms of midos, which is like what he said in the Sefer Mitzvos, is to not give in to stinginess, right? Yeah.
Aren't you just
reading
my
word? No. That was the Rambam. This is formulation of the Koseres. I was just reading from the Koseres of the Chalukos Hasfarim. Yeah, Isaac?
So maybe he put it after Hilchos Kilayim, because and before the other the types of Hafrasha, because it's in chronological order as far as like the planting process. First you plant, and you have to make sure to put, not plant Kilayim.
Yeah.
Then you don't collect, Lechus Shekapea Olos.
Okay.
Parrot. Then okay. You do all the other ones.
That's good. And then you separate all your misers, trumas and misers. And then the Shemitah and Yovel is at the end, because that is not every year. That's every 7 or 50 years. Okay, that's a good answer. I have a more wild philosophical answer, but I'll save that for tomorrow. Leonardo, okay. All right, good. So the plan for tomorrow will be to go through the first couple halakos and the actual halakos, and then see what we come up with.
Well,
okay, good. Oh, and answer the question of what insight do we get from putting in Zerayim? Yeah, okay, good. All right, very good. Okay, nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.